סימן, סימן טוב.
Yet what's the song you said the slow one it goes from here
we're live l'chaim l'chaim chaim chaver
agutavach everyone
agutavach chaver wow it's amazing I'm speaking to just a couple of people but it's like
broad audience
could you imagine the Baal Shem Tov having that capability that technology to be able to speak his Torahs and like his knowledge and the oiras, the lights, he could spark the world. So I think we have to do the Baal Shem Tov's work now.
We do. That's going to bring Mashiach ever.
Oh, yeah.
It's my pleasure and with joy to introduce to you the one and only Yaeli Leibowitz.
Come on.
Yeah, Hebre.
Okay, yes. Needed it.
There was a lot of almost, but you should know that Yoeli is quite busy. To get him here, it took a long, long time, about 3 years.
Oh, that's true, yeah. But I wanted every week. I really wanted. Whenever they called, I said, I want to do it.
All around the world.
And it says, you know, the difference between spiritual wanting and physical wanting, right? If you want something physically and you can't get it, you don't get it. But in a spiritual level, if you want something, if you think something, if you want something very well, and you really want it, but you can't really get it, the Gemara says, "Malo olav kosa kili osa." It's considered as if you have done it. So, I've been here many times. It's not the first time, but I'm enjoying every single second of it.
Okay, let's take it away here.
Have a Yom Tov called Shabbos. It's amazing. And after Shabbos is over, we have that high. We're wishing everyone, especially now, everyone watching, those who are still searching for their soulmate, this is the week, you know? We're already saying Simen Tov and Mazel Tov. And for those waiting for other Simchas, you know, now's the time. So let's rejoice Simen Tov. Mazel, mazel tov, yei lanu lecha Yisrael, amen. David melech, melech Yisrael, David melech, melech Yisrael, David melech, melech Yisrael, melech Yisrael, chai v'kayom. Love.
Melach Yisroel Chai v'kayo Simen, simen tov Mazel, mazel tov Yehei lanu lecho Yisroel Omen Simen, simen tov Mazel, mazel tov Yehei lanu lecho
Everybody, we're so pleased to be here again in Flow Motion Studios. They take care of all the technical stuff.
It's amazing because it's the opposite of slow motion. It's like flow motion. Everything's quick. Everything is done flows. Like this.
Oh yeah. You just get in here 2 minutes before we go live and we start the show. Okay, what else we got?
So here? I wanted to sing. There's a song of Shlomo. It's called I don't know if you ever heard it. Did you?
I haven't.
No. It's one of these songs, one of these hidden gems. Many people do know it. It's a simple song, but it's just so much heart. And we have the opportunity now to share it with everyone, so I'm excited.
So you're going to teach it to me?
I just don't remember the words so well, so I'm going to look in the sheet over here. I'm going to teach it to you. You good for it?
Is this a good key?
Let me see if this is a good key. Yeah, okay, let's do it. I'm going to try. Let's see.
Yeah? Take it down? Take
yeah, you want to go a little bit down? Maybe it's just a risk, you know, in front of so many people. I'm just slow a little bit.
Slower?
Yeah. Not so waltzy, well, more like in between, like with the mechitza, you know. Is that a real thing? voice. Amazing, right?
Yeah, it is beautiful. Similar.
Same composer, they're allowed to.
Guys, you could request, you could comment, and then we're going to look, we're going to try to see what we can feel.
Amazing. Masa Shabbos is a thing called a Geld Masa. You ever heard of Geld Masa? Masa Shabbos, they said a story about a tzaddik that had to do something with money. Not to be stereotypical. But we need to have, you know, an asterisk is more expensive than a lemon. And, you know, a lulu is more expensive than a rose. So it's a geld
from geld, yes.
Miyoyim
v'alayim. That's what you think.
And there's
about
two types of money. That's what I'm thinking right now. A title on this. Why are we asking miyoyim v'alayim? There's a different. There's a moment of yoyim moment, and there's a laila moment, right? There's a yoyim moment where everything is clear, everything goes well. And then there's a laila moment when everything is dark and it's hard. What do you say? Like, I want to give tzedakah, I can't, right? So we're asking, Miyoyim v'layla, Hashem, take us out from the poorness. Now, what's the poorness when you're everything is yoyim, everything is fine? Sometimes, you know, you can have all the money in the world, right?
Tell me what that's like.
You know, yes, right? But there are some people who are so poor that all they have is money. That's sad. When they have the money, but they're so poor because they have nothing else. So we're asking, take us out from this poorness and from that poorness. We both need real richness. Asia Asher, Samer Bechelka, right? Let us be happy with our chelik, you know? Give us a nice chelik.
Amen. That's a good bracha.
So, yeah.
Combination. It's actually Yosef Yitzchak. That's
oh,
my
wow.
original.
How did it happen?
Yeah. My grandparents are Russian.
They were fit?
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, that's amazing coming together here. And, yeah, someone over here writes, what is he writing here? Yossi
Stern. Yonavi, Animamin, we have good requests. We have our whole show set already. Yossi Stern, who you in Uman in Rosh Hashanah. He says you were dynamite.
Dynamite.
Yeah, I believe
oh,
him.
Oh, wow, it's amazing. Uman is amazing. By the way, you know there's a lot of Chabad houses in Uman. Yeah, bizarre.
Wherever there's people, there's Chabad.
Amazing.
The truth is Chabad is also where there's no people. You know, you still, if you're not there, you don't know, but they're always looking for a minion.
Amazing. That's if there's amazing. Chabad house where there's no people, is there a sound for Minyan? You know, is there, are they looking for Minyan? Yeah. Amazing.
A lot of Shlomo's songs are actually from Tillich.
Yes. I believe that when David HaMelech wrote it, he wrote in similar tones. Nafsheinu chikso, chikso l'Hashem, azreinu chikso.
magineinu azreinu magineinu azreinu magineinu azreinu magineinu kihivo yismach libeinu Sheikha Choi Batochtu Kivo Yismach Libeinu Kivishemka Choi Batochtu Azreinu magineinu Azreinu magineinu Azreinu magineinu Azreinu magineinu Yismach libeinu, ki v'sheim kachay v'atachnu. Ki yivo, yismach libeinu, ki v'sheim kachay v'atachnu. Da 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 da
We got some good requests here.
Can we sing it on the other words? On the words of Shlomo, we sing the same thing.
Bakesh rachme, ki yoni bafesa. O yosisi, oy lechanena. Yosisi lechanena. Leif karuva umuta. Bakeshrachmem, ki yovoni mafesach. Oy oy yosisi, oy lechanena, leif karua umurda. Bakeshrachmem, bakeshrachmem. Oy geyoni mafesah, oy bakesh rachmim, bakesh rachmim, oy geyoni mafesah. bakesh rachmim, bakesh rachmim, hoy keyoni besah. Oyoy galgel rachamecha, oyvei galgel rachamecha, oyvei. Oy verib, al timta. Oy oy gal gal rachamecha. Oy vei gal gal rachamecha. Oy verib, oy verib, oy verib, al timta. Da 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 mo ya mo 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 ti da 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 mo ya mo 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 ti da 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 mo da da mo da da mo da da ti da di da da ti da 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 ti da 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 mo ya mo 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 da 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 mo ya mo 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 da 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 bum 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 toi roi ro toi roi ro toi roi ro 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 toi roi ro toi roi ro toi roi ro 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 ro
Schlemmer sings the whole thing. He starts with the Sisi Lechanach, goes into this.
Where are these recordings from?
He said all of these, like, the black market, you know? There's like,
we're,
on the cover.
We're all in the black market.
Yeah. No, there is songs that are hidden, but still, they're hidden and revealed, but they're still hidden, you know? And then he goes, oh, it's Schlemmer Shalin, this one probably, you know.
No, not really.
No.
I want to play something. Okay. Let's see what we got here.
Moshe Aharon from Shlomo. Oh, so I want to sing Moshe Aharon, but I want to start it with the tune that he was inspired with at first before he composed Moshe Aharon. So he heard a tune by the Koisel from someone from Russia. I don't remember exactly the story, but this is the tune that he got, and that's what he based on so many tunes. The chords were like this. So it was once at Shmuel Novi's cave, you know? And, you know, one entrance is the cave where we go in, but then there's the other side. It's a mosque now, but it's open sometimes. So I went in, it was empty. It was between me, by Gavril and Gavril. And the acoustics over there are like... So we went da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
Ay, la, 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 la,
this Fathom also have a
I love
a scale
this.
Like this.
It comes from Sfarad, I think, this one. I can only go so high when I do Sfardi. In Ashkenazi, it just finishes there. Oh my gosh, I was now in Morocco. They have every person is a Shtigl Chazan over there. They have this, they have
it's it. Because the way their voice works.
Yeah.
The way they speak already.
The language. Trained to say the ayin already straight up.
So
there.
The ayin, it's already it gets their voice to work in such a way that it saves them from half the problems that regular
people have. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're already singing with their resonance.
Barcelona. Oh, remember that?
You want to do that one?
I don't know. Na 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 na. Wow. Lincoln Center. I always thought Lincoln Center when I was a kid. It's like a word in Hebrew.
It's also the food that they eat, you should know. When you have good food, you could sing well.
Well,
you're doing a great job, so I don't know what you had today. let's get back. Maybe we should do something for other neshama.
All right.
You want people want.
There's neshama. So many people. I'll tell you something interesting. You know, we sing a lot of Shlomo songs. You know, the whole world. Imagine a world without Shlomo. You know, just like for a second. I mean, it would be beautiful songs, but. And come on.
We'd be singing Vincent Schenker.
No, it would be great, but this is international language of song.
So,
if you go to Chabad House, you know that. You go to any Chabad House, if you want to connect everyone who is there.
The crowd.
The Brich HaTichon is a nice Kalbach tune. Of course, Chassidus Shatun from Naim is beyond. But there's something that this generation was Zoichatu, you know? I'll tell you something, Shlomo taught me something very nice. Not taught me, taught the world, but taught that I learned from that. You know, he always says, Heilige, holy, holy, right? So, first of all, you know, Shem Tov says that if you look at each other, whatever you see in that person, that's the mirror, that's who you are, right? So, you know, some people can always find something nasty to say something about, you know, you have to look into yourself and find that little chometz and like the little nastiness and clean
it out.
But if you see in each other, how holy you are, then that means you're holy. And you know, who else do you know in this world, in the you know, who saw so much holiness in so many people from all and every angle? Whenever he saw anyone, like he saw the holy, you know, holy Hippelach.
How special people
everyone,
are.
He saw the holiness in everything, he saw that spark that chelik
le
gamma. Chaz decho batachti ani bechaz decho chaz decho batachti bam 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 hira. You liebe Chazach upatachti. I trust in your chesed so, so strong. I trust in your chesed that even though I didn't get my Yeshua, Yoga Libi, I already rejoiced. Be sure Sechu as if you gave me your Yeshua. La 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 la. Holy was like, it was either someone really holy, but holy was like, I don't know. And those people who I thought, look, you know, what I thought was holy was not, I didn't really portray it. I'm a kid, said, Yuchab. I needed to get a good translation of holiness. Until I once heard a story of Shlomo, and he said, the holy, holy of the holiest. And it goes on, you know, Amala, Gabamala, of the holy, Choyze. He was so holy that he could see through everyone. He looked at you and he right away saw everything in you. But he was very sensitive. Anybody who wasn't that holy, who touched him, gave him the hand, or like in any type of way, he would like start shrieking. They don't give him his hand. They don't give him the hand. You know, okay, so the Rebbe doesn't, he's stuck in his own, you know, okay, mask him. But it came to giving a haircut. You need someone to like, you need, there's no, you know, touchless
haircut machines
yet. So, okay, so every time they had to cut the hair of the Rebbe, there was an issue. The person would say Tehillim, do tshuva, and go to the mikveh, and do everything possible, and put on a gat.
Tiyah Rabbi Shmuel.
Tiyah Rabbi Shmuel, go into the Rebbe, and the Rebbe would say, oh yeah, bye. And he was like, oh, and Mamash Koy Matsuras, you know, they had to do that quickly, and ugu with him. The guy was mamish, all his avirus from mechipa just by the fear and the pain that he had to, and also the tzchiyah, but that combination of fear and ahava. But it was a big deal because nobody wanted to take the risk because everybody knew, oh, the Rebbe was yelling by him more. Yeah. So the Rebbe had longer and longer hair, and there was statement, the Rebbe needs a haircut. So the chassidim went out to the market. They're going to find the hair. A regular guy who cuts hair, and they're going to pay him extra. And they say, listen, this is your job. We're going to cut this guy. So they find right away in the market, they see a guy with long hair, ironically. And what we would call like a hippie, you know, sitting there, you know. Like there's a big sign over there, says street barber. And another sign, street doctor. Okay. So they go over to him and they say, hey, are you a barber? And he says, could you read? Yes, I'm a barber. He says, you have a business card? I'm a street barber. I just go from town to town. Okay? So he says, listen, I have a job for you. I need you to do a haircut. How much do you charge? He says, I charge 2 kopecks. You know? He says, I'll pay you 300 kopecks. What? I never had such a job. What is this? Like each individual here? No. You're going to give a haircut to an individual, a very holy man. He naturally is going to yell. He's going to scream. You just go ahead. Don't be intimidated. Just go do the haircut, you know, giving him the instructions. Okay. And the chassidim were afraid because on one hand they didn't want to do it, but on the other hand, what could we do? You know?
And this person didn't even prepare.
Nothing.
He didn't know what he's landing.
He's coming straight out from the street and he's going there. They were like, oh, what's going to happen? all the, you know, the kaboom that they were against it, they were running away. They didn't even want to hear the Rebbe yelling. They couldn't imagine the pain that Rebbe was going to be in now. What can we do, you know? The Rebbe needs a haircut. It's like a surgery. So, the chassidim, they push him in. Go, go, go. And he goes in. The Rebbe looks at him. And he says, I came to give you a haircut. He says, oh, Baruch Hashem, thank you. And the chassidim, they don't hear. They were afraid maybe something happened to the Rebbe. They didn't hear anything. They peek in. And they see the Rebbe going, shh, shh. They were like, oh my gosh, this is something. Either the Rebbe snapped, Chas v'Shalom, or there's something very holy about this man that we don't know. How is it possible? Look at him. And they looked at him and they said, nah, must be there. Something's happening. So they came in and said, the Rebbe's like, yeah, shh, shh. Finishes the haircut and they follow him. Chassidim, they don't let this go like this. Come here, tell me, are you someone special? Is there something we should know about you? He says, I'm a street doctor. I'm a street barber. What else do you want to know? No, come on. Give us the real deal. That's all. I don't know nothing. I try my best. They took him to the Kretschmer, which is a little bar. And they,
Know the story is really true.
Yeah. Keep an open, what's it called? Open tap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tarta mashma. Keep on, l'chaim, you know, yayin kiddush l'avduda, arba koises, you know, the whole telem hechsher, you know. Everyone sit down and, yeah, l'chaim, you, famir, fadich. And he drinks, and Baruch Hashem, he's already in the kailam, and we see now. And they ask him, tell me, tell me something about your life that was special. He said, I've done nothing special in my life. In fact, I'm a loner. I have no one in the world. I have no parents, I have no siblings. I have no one. I used to be... Listen, he says, I'll tell you the story. I used to be a doctor. And I would go from town to town and find people with illnesses, and I would prescribe them with whatever they needed. And one day I came to a market, and I see that it's not... Oh, sorry. There's no regular day going on there. The market is not really on. And I was like, what's going on? There's a whole situation going on. There's the whole setup over there in the marketplace is... a whole, like a judge and a whole courthouse set up over there. They're going to give, there's an individual that he was accused of doing something bad, and there was someone who stole something and major, and they accused him because why not? And there's a wife and 10 children sitting in the side with tears in their eyes. They're seeing what's going to happen over here, and they're sitting, and he's arriving then, and they say that he's going to get 20 lashes. And this guy is a doctor. He says, I looked at him and I saw this guy is innocent. It's just like they do whatever they want because nobody's here to fight them. And he's thinking to himself, 20 lashes. I know these lashes, what it means. And I look at this person. He's not going to survive it. So I looked up and I hear 20 lashes. I pipe up and I say, I thought to myself, I have no parents. Nobody's going to miss me. I can't let this person just... He said, it was me. At that moment, they took him up. Give me some harmony over here. Uh-huh. They took him up. They thanked him for telling the truth. Because they said, they also thought that he was innocent. But now that you're saying the truth, thank God. And they said, but you're going to get 30... And they started giving him one after the other. And after every lash, he would cry. He said, Lord of Hashem, for whom am I doing this? For a fellow Yid, Oishiyano. And he says, he doesn't remember the rest. He woke up, swollen and broken, head to toe. Took him months and months until he recovered. A doctor, he couldn't be anymore because he couldn't show up like this, say, I'm a doctor. So he became a barber. And at that moment, he took off his shirt and he showed all the marks. He said, look at all those marks. And the chassidim understood. A yid that takes pain for another yid. A
And he just stands up for a fellow brother or sister. That's a person who's really holy. And that he is the Yid of his Messiah, the Heilige Chayze of Lublin. So now I understood what it means, these two types of holiness. You could daven and learn all day, that's so holy, so beautiful. But then there is some holiness beyond, beyond all holiness. Chab and clap for a Yid.
Someone cross the street, you know, there's the people who would not forward a message that might hurt someone else, you know, there's people like, people that are in your group.
Yeah, I mean that today is, it's, you know, we can't forget about the Masan Tevim. Sometimes we get caught up in the learning, I learned this, I learned
No, that's
this,
beautiful, that, we keep on learning.
It's very, very important. The Masan Tevim, that's why we Yidnu, we work. We do. We have to go to work every single day. It's not stam.
I just finished, you know, I just finished Chagiga. It's a beautiful Masechta. It's like the first time I finished it. I was like, wow. So I learned over there, there's a story of a person who would walk 3 months to get to a place, to yeshiva, to learn. And then we walk back 3 months and just learn one day. It's like amazing. And they gave him the chachamim, the you know, the yeshiva people gave him a name, a nickname. Chad bar bayomed chad bar barav, whatever, I don't remember the name. Bar bayomed. If you remember it, just type it in. That means like a yeshiva man for one day. Like a one day yeshiva man. Like they gave him like a nickname. So Rabbi Yochanan goes in and he's. And he heard that they gave him a nickname, and it came back to him. Someone forwarded him the message, I guess. And this guy got the memo that they call him that name, and he was very hurt. Excuse me? I walked 3 months for one day, but I learned. And the 3 months back, how do you think that 3 months is? What I learned that day is beyond. So Rabbi Yochanan goes and asks him, don't be upset at them. Don't be upset at them. They're like, you know. And he says, these are my friends. That's what bothers me. These are my friends. So he says, he comes up and he tells everyone to sit down and he gives them a drash. And he drashes somewhere that yom and shunu, that a day and a year, that he learns from there that kala oisik b'toira yom echad b'shunu. If someone learns, someone is oisik, someone is like really like learning that toira, and one day a year, it's like he learned all year long. And then it goes further and he says, and someone hurts someone this does something sinful thing, only once a year. It's like all year he's doing that. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. The first one I liked. But the second one, hey, we all make mistakes. Why did you, once it happened, and why, what's going on here? And then I think I chapped it. And I said, he spoke to the students and he said, I know you're all Talmid Chachamim, you're learning all year long. But what's your essence? Are you a Chepniak? You know, you speak Yiddish?
Yeah.
Are you a Chepniak? Are you a learner? Is your essence Torah? Or are you Chepniak? You can learn all day, all year long. But if you are a person who's going to find always, let's give him a nickname, then you're missing the point. You're all year in that. That's who you are.
Learning.
He's walking 3 months, 3 months. He's not a yeshiva for most of the year. He's only there once, but his life, he's breathing that. So where are you? You know? You know, you could be in a studio and learn Torah, you know, and you can be in yeshiva and forward messages. So, you know, where's Baiz Hashem, you know? So there's a vart, I think it's from Sham Shul Ful Hirsch, that's what I heard about. But it makes sense even for the Baal Shem Tov. That it says, Hamafsik Mishnusoy, Oimer Manu Elonze. He says, if you stop your learning and you say, how beautiful that tree is, Mishai Benafshoy, it's like, whoa, what happened? It's a tree, hello. It's not something, you know, he saw a tree. Why? He says, the key word is Hamafsik. If you see a stop between the your learning and that tree, if you don't see that as one big, grand part of Torah, yeah. If you don't see Torah in that tree, you're missing out. You must have. So, v'shavti b'bayis Hashem, I'm sitting b'bayis Hashem because I'm extending b'bayis Hashem wherever I am. I make this b'bayis Hashem. I go on the street, I make b'bayis Hashem. My car is b'bayis Hashem. So, v'shavti b'bayis Hashem, it doesn't mean I have to be stuck in the four walls of the yeshiva, bring me a coffee and a tea and keep me learning here. L'chaim, l'chaim.
That's a good part.
Tell me before you finish, because I have one good personal story. I've never said it in public, as in life.
Wow.
It has to do with Satmar and Chabad. And it's, you know, l'chaim.
Wow. Thank you so much. Let's do a song first, and then we're going to get to that.
Okay.
We don't have to wait until the end. Hold on a second.
L'chaim.
Bar Beirav, d'chad yoyma.
Oh, thank you. Bar Beirav, d'chad yoyma. Bar Beirav. Meaning someone who sits in the yeshiva, Chad Yoyma, one day.
Wow.
It's an Aramish. And that's the story that I'm going to leading into, that's what reminded me, is that Aramish story. I'll tell you that. Burich Atu, I've said it already, right? Do I have to say a bracha again if I haven't said it already on camera? It's a shal of 2019.
You already made the bracha before.
Because if it's Maras Ayin, you know, because all the people are saying, okay, L'chaim, L'chaim. L'chaim is like a bracha. Because what I'm giving you is a bracha. L'chaim. Okay. Did we do this? Which song are we doing from the request? Sounds like Lebedek? Barbara Khadiyam, thank you so much. Chad Bar Yama Mi Bar Nash. This is a whole different story.
Let's do Alionovi.
Alionovi? Oh, I have such a good Alionovi story. Okay, let's. Stories only for Matsu Shabbos. Oh, it's Matsu Shabbos. I want you all, wherever you are, if you can put the phone down on the counter or whatever it is, you just go like 7 claps along with me. Start now. 3, 2, 1. Okay, come on.
Video.
tell me about the beautiful hat you're wearing.
Oh, you like this hat? Look at this one. I went into the shop and I said, give me the largest yarmulke you have. He didn't even know he has this one. And I put it on. And I feel like Kim Kardashian in a MAGA hat. Like Superman. Together, the music and
Sure.
Okay, so this is a story. I'm saying this story, and the person who is the story what happened with might be watching now. Just I'm saying it again. He doesn't know I'm sharing it, but maybe he'll know now.
Okay.
So this story happened in the year 2000.
I'm gonna match you.
So in the year 2000 or 2001, not sure exactly, before I got married, and I had a friend, Satmar Bachar, you know, older than me, used to travel more, and he tells me one day that he came across a family. They live somewhere in Massachusetts, in like a little town, and they only have like 6 Shomer Torah mitzvahs there. They go to shul, and they walk to shul. Some of them walk for over 2 miles to go to shul to daven together. They're not a minion.
Even though they don't have a minion.
Even though they don't have a minion, they have, you know, I said they had chatzi minion. They should say chatzi kadesh, right? But they had no minion. So when we heard that, we decided, you know, Bacharam, we're searching for where to go. You know, in our days, a Bachar would go. They would go to Rebbe, going there, like my mother would say, like, Yoli, Zafkaides, where are you going? I don't know who that person, like, where are you going? And I said, Mommy, the rest of our friends are telling their mothers they're going to Tosh. So where do you want me to go? You know, I'm going to the real deal. We're going to be Mashlom Minyan. And from then on, whenever we went, we would go there, it would be their Yom Tov, their Simcha. It would be announced in shul the week before that next week we're gonna have minyan. We would gather. We had a great time. We would like get into a minivan, like all 6 of us or 5 or 7, no matter who. You know, every time different. We'd go there. The guy who hosted it, they would make Shabbos together, everyone together, the whole kehillah, like 4 or 5 families and 3 singles, wow. And, you know, and us. We would sit together. And it would be beautiful. Like, could you imagine? I'm innocent from Williamsburg, straight there. You know, there's no. We didn't get any training. I think we're just singing, and doing our thing. And they had an attic that had 12 beds over there, and a pool table, ping pong, and everything you needed.
Wow.
So we got there, and we're like 6, 7. Doesn't matter. Every week, you know, let's go. Not every week, every time we went. So one time we went, usually we would arrive there like before Shabbos, right before, like 10 minutes before, 20 minutes after the Tzimtzum, you know, type of thing. We'd like arrive, okay, Shabbos. So they wouldn't mind because we weren't in the way, you know, like we arrived there, we knew exactly how we went up there and this. One week we arrived there, it was a little bit earlier. It was like
by mistake.
By mistake. We were like, oh, what are we doing now? We have like about 3-4 hours now.
Wow, that's very early.
It's a lot. And so my friend says, don't worry, about 20 minutes from here, there's a university called Brandeis University. And, you know, we are like university? What? University? We didn't know. Like, we're okay. So we're going, you know, it's like a college, it's like a campus, a college, okay, whatever, you know. You don't understand what, because you, when you were 13, you were already putting on tefillin on people on the street. We were like, we were 13, we didn't even know how, you know, we were like focusing on that, different. Yeah, okay, sure. So we're there, we get to the college, now picture that. We're like, Westlich Titus, you know, outside, like, you know, Vonna Titus, Pius, a bunch of six chevra, storming Brandeis University campus. And naturally, we make a scene, you know, without saying a word, people will come over. Hello, we're nice, hello, yeah. So we're talking, like, start talking, like, but some of us had a broken English, and the other one didn't know English at all. So we were like, we spoke English, but we were like a little bit like, so tell me what's going on, what's the story, like, talking, like, people came over, someone introduced himself that he's Jewish, and he said, oh, wow, you Jewish? Okay. And another person says, I'm Jewish, and I said, what's your name? And he says, I don't remember, like, Steve, I don't know, some kind of a...
Slowly you can have a minion.
Yes, I said, do you have a Hebrew name? He says, I think so, I remember, yeah. Yeah, I remember, it's Zev. So my friend, naturally, like, he's like, he has, you know, these people that have mishigas, whatever they hear, they start singing, you know? So this guy was like, he starts singing, oh, Zev, Yedid Navshayni. And we sing along. We all sang along. And he stands himself. The first time he meets us, six people around him singing a song about his name. And he's like, whoa, how did it happen? Did you, like, what? So he wanted to know more about us, or we wanted to know more about him. So he shows us around, he introduces us to the Hillel thing and the Brandeis over there. Shows us around, and we get to talk. And he says, you know, I would love to hang out with you more, because we were already going. We said, we're going for Shabbos here. Listen, if you want to come along, we have enough beds. And he says, seriously? I can go? Yeah. So he hops in, you know, into the minivan, and off we go. We come back there. It's right before Shabbos. And, oh, we had a Friday night singing, davening. That minion was alive. It took the davening, you know, usually takes like 30 minutes. It took an hour and a half. But everyone was in, it was like Yom Kippur. It was like singing some chastoyres, singing and dancing and crying, everything. We went from there to the meal. We ate. Great time. After the meal, we sat outside, sipping beer, tapitas, chickpeas, you know, usual Friday night meal. And we're sitting like this. And in between us, we're talking... We forget, we're talking Yiddish most of the time, but when he's there, we try to speak in English. So we're embarrassed of our, you know...
Perfect English.
Yeah, we're embarrassed of our, what is it, uneducated, you know, we're uneducated. He's like from Brandeis University, studying law, and we're like here, and we keep on talking Yiddish, we say, I'm sorry, you know. So he says, it's so cool that you guys speak Hebrew, and we say, no, this is not Hebrew. He says, Yiddish. And he says, wow, you speak Yiddish? What is Yiddish? So he said, Yiddish, you know, it's a Jewish language, it's Yiddish, you know. He says, wow, you guys are amazing. So then we start singing a song, you know, a Hebrew song, a song from Shlomo, whatever. And he says, this is also Yiddish? He says, no. It's like Hebrew. He says Hebrew. He said no. He says ancient Hebrew. One of us knew that the word ancient. This is ancient Hebrew. This is not the Israeli Hebrew. This is ancient. This is from when the Bible was written. This is the ancient Hebrew. And he goes, wow. And you understand it? He said, yeah, we understand it. So this is like, wow. Is the Talmud written in that? No, he said no. The Talmud is written in Aramaic. And he says, you speak Aramaic? He said, we don't speak it. We read it. We write it. We can understand. We communicate. We have words that we use from there. Like, Adrab, Ritch, Mastavri. We start talking to each other. And he's like blown away. And he says, you guys are so educated. And we took it as the biggest punchline. And we were like, oh, you're joking, right? He said, no, you guys are really educated. And we look at him. We look at each other like, he's saying something. We're always looking on the outside. Are we educated enough? And, you know,
to please somebody else.
To please like who? You look at, you know, what we are, the essence that we need to be educated. So I love that story. And the story is that we had a great Shabbos, he went home, I have a picture at home with all of us having a whole nice class picture, that's it. But this story I took along with me wherever I went. Whenever I felt I had friends with me that were like, hey, let's, like, you know. And I was once at the Koisel Friday night, and there was a Sap Machaber of mine, and you know, Sap, we don't go to the Koisel. I went to the Koisel. I'm like, I'll just take a little OTD in this area. I don't know, OT is off the or on the, I don't know, it's O. And I'm there, and there's another guy, my friend, and he's like, I don't feel nothing here. I said, get educated. He said, what do you mean? So I tell him this whole story, him and another few friends. I tell him the story, and along the story, I keep on singing the song. Because throughout the whole Shabbos, we sang. So, and I tell the whole story, get educated. Story is finished. And as I finish the story, like out of a storybook, I like, you can't make this up. Like someone knocks on my shoulder and says, Yoili? And I said, yes. He says, you don't recognize me? I said, no. And he looks at me, and he smiles. I see his smile. I remember his smile. And I go, no way! I didn't say a word. I turned to my friends and I said, please sing the song that I sang till now. And they all together in unison go, hey, Zev, Zev, you did not shine. And he goes, how do they know? And he goes, Zev, what's going on? I couldn't recognize him. Zev had a big beard. Zev had a hat and a kapote and a gartel. And he tells me, come, I'll show you my yeshiva. And we walked an hour and 50 minutes from the Koisel to the Lubavitch yeshiva.
Wow.
And he shows us this room over there. And he shows us his chavrusa and everything. Zev lives in Muncie. And Zev is a chassidish gemara. L'chaim. Started through Satmar boys, through Lubavitch. Bring him a Mashiach. One moment at a time. A shout out for someone over here who's listening at the border from Hong Kong and China. Wow. Wait, is there a border there? They have a wall? Al-Khan. And it's on the earth of the Fege, mother of the Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman's mother Fege is the earth of the. Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that. And also, can I say Refu Shleima?
Sure.
If you're sure. Inspired, if you had something nice, let it be. And Refu Shleima of Shrage Shemul Ben Chayitz Poira.
Amen.
Some people are asking for something quicker.
Something quicker? Are they falling asleep? That's not bad. I mean, the time is 11:57.
We have a lot of people here in Flow Motion, and they like fast songs.
Ah, Flow Motion.
Yeah.
Okay. Bum 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 ba da da dum bum 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 ba da 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 da.
This is also another swing band. We have a lot of black market songs today.
Good thing comes to a beginning. So this is only the beginning of many times. But we're going to give a shout out, a thank you. Look at the thank
sure,
you.
Sure.
We got to give a thank you to all of you who made it possible. All of you shofres that are taking that Kia further. And Mamashir, you are the ones who are going to be reporting on Bias HaMashiach, starting with COL Live.
COL Live, yeah.
Of course. Gruntig, I remember Gruntig was one of the very first ones spreading Yiddish videos around. Matzev also, matzev.com, I remember, let's make a Matzev. The Lakewood Scoop, very strong, very powerful. Shia Zoli is a good friend of mine. We used to eat Shabbos in the same building, you know. And Shia Zoli is a very good friend, and he's very powerful because he has spreading a lot of it is.
A lot of good clips.
Greater Lakewood. It's even greater than that, right? Vos is Nias. Kikara Shabbat and Geula.fm.
And last but not least, Flow Motion Studio.
Flow Motion. And also, what else? Fitcher, where were you before you came here?
That's the thing about Flow Motions, I told you. You could land in here 2 minutes before you got to go live, and everybody's ready with the cameras and with everything. We were in Times Square. C-Teens,
nice.
Yeah.
C-Teens? What do they do?
So Yaakov Shweker is actually performing over there.
Nice.
He's too busy. He's like singing outside, and you know, I was going to schlep him here together, but...
Wow, amazing.
He's too busy. Yeah, but it's really, really amazing because C-Teens, they actually zoomed in basically Chabad all around the world. They zoomed in to try to get teens, like really young teens.
Teens of the future.
Of all over, from Israel, from Russia, from even guys from Australia, from France, from Marish Sittins International. Sittins is Chabad teens. And they came here, they had a whole Shabbaton. And it's really, really amazing. I was there with them Thursday, Friday, they have a whole meal together, Shabbos. And then during the day, they go out to like different families. And tonight they had a thing in Times Square. They're still out.
Amazing.
You know, having, you know, their Malava Malka now in Crown Heights.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Fitcher, Paolo Fitcher. And
thank you very much, Yaeli. You should know Yaeli is so busy, and now we know why.
Oh,
every Matzah Shabbos, I you know, I call you like Thursday, Friday. You know, usually I call you like really, really close to Shabbos. Are you available?
Gosh,
no. Every day, every time you tell me, I'm like somewhere else in the world.
So the greatest thanks comes to why. Thanks. Thank you, Hashem.
Yes.
Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for everything. Thank you, Hashem.